I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Earth is home to thousands of different species of birds exhibiting an extraordinary array of behaviors, body types, and colors. For a biologist studying evolution, that diversity has presented a fundamental question. How did so many different types of birds evolve, and how do they relate? That cardinal in your garden actually evolved from a hawk-like ancestor, and those hummingbirds and swifts you see buzzing around during the day, they actually
evolved from within a nocturnal group of insect eaters.
Richard Prum studies ecology and evolutionary biology at Yale, and he's talking about
neo-avies, or new birds.
Neo-avies make up about 90% of the birds in existence, and they're new in part because they evolved so quickly, over the course of only a few million years. That rapid evolution meant mapping these birds on a tree of life was hard, but now, thanks to a new genetic analysis led by Prum, he says scientists understand those relationships more clearly.
We found that almost all of the water birds are actually together in one group on the tree that is related to one another. And once they became associated with aquatic ecologies, they pretty much stayed that way. Further, other birds didn't frequently evolve into that zone.
In his analysis, Prum and his co-authors analyzed the genomes of nearly 200 species of birds, looking at conserved regions of the genome and then sequencing outside spots that were more varied species to species. Prum says this analysis provides a backbone for better understanding evolution in a well-studied group of animals and the processes that give rise to animal diversity. And the research is also packed with details for the bird nuts out there, too.
We found out that bustards are related to cuckoos, right? Which is a great thing for me, but not something that most people will find earth-shattering.
The work was published in the journal Nature. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.